This is Indoor Environmental Solutions. How may I help you?
Hey, Michael. Dan Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department. How you doing today, brother?
Good. How are you?
Finally made it to Friday, man. I'm doing great. I'm just kidding. I feel like it was one of those weeks that, like, flew by, you know? Crazy, but I'm just giving you a follow-up call, though, on the Google Guarantee platform. Just wanted to see if you had any questions or anything like that.
Yeah, actually, I was going to call you here in about an hour.
Perfect.
I just got back from a job. One thing I was going to ask, like, if I wanted to move forward with the Google Guaranteed,
mm-hmm.
is there a way that I can not pay for, like, the Facebook ads? And then, like, I know I still got to, like, pay for, like, you know, like the website or for the domain or whatever, as long as, you know, y'all are in control of it. But I was wondering if I get the Google guarantees, if I can get rid of the Facebook ads.
Yeah, absolutely. We can modify your package like exactly how you want it. If you're not getting good traction on the Facebook ads, then that's not a problem at all, you know?
Well, the thing is, I don't know how to tell if it's, you know, if I'm getting leads, because I've gotten a couple that I don't know, like, if they just, you know, look, you know, went through the little Google Maps when they're looking for mold service and then, mm-hmm. you know, just found me or something like that, but.
It says you got 12 calls on Facebook. So there's been, I'm looking at your analytics right now, there's been 492 link clicks, which is great, but out of the 492, 12 of them actually called you, is what the meta analytics are showing me. That's for all time,
How do they decide, like I had one lead came in yesterday. I know it was through the number that y'all have for me, but like she wanted like mold removal, and I'm like, no, I can do the testing. She's like, no, I just want somebody to come remove it. I'm like, okay. But, so, like, how, like, when, so, if they call through, like, I guess, like, the Facebook is still going to show up as if someone went and clicked on my profile and dialed through the Google.
Correct. Right? Correct. Now, I went a little bit deeper because I searched all time to start. So, in the past 30 days, it shows me, oh, yeah. No, it shows me 12 calls in the past 30. Let me make sure I did that right. Hold on. Yeah, past 7 days, zero calls on 110 clicks. Past 30 days, though, it shows me 12 calls. So, looks like you didn't get any calls from Facebook in the past week. But in the past 30 days, it shows me 12 calls total. And the way they track it, it's through meta tracking directly. So if somebody clicks on your ad, right, we have a click to call action. Like it'll say call now. So when they click that call now action, it tracks it. So it'll show up on the meta analytics. So that's where it's coming from.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I definitely want to do the Google guarantee, but right now with me, you know, like I said, I've been getting a little bit of traction.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I just went, did a job today. Then I got another job lined up Monday.
Good.
So I'm thinking with these two jobs, then I could just take that money. Cause if I combine those two jobs, then I got enough to cover me as far as the 250 for the background and then the
right
870 whatever it is
869 yeah
869 so
yeah the background like so day one like let's say you're like hey I'm ready to get this started we don't charge that 869 right away what we charge is the $250 application fee to run the background that's a one time fee too so you like never have to pay it again. The 869 you will want to have ready though, because after you're approved, right, you get a call, email, text, like verifying you're ready to turn your leads on. So So that's when you want that 869 ready to go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, that is what I want to do. So like, how is it right now? Like, I know, have I already paid, for, I mean, I know I've only been there, I think for like maybe a month or a month and a few days. Maybe.
Yeah.
So like, what is it? Am I paying like the $300 and that's for the Google ads?
The $299, right, covers the meta ads, the search engine optimization, and the custom website design. So your next, if you're asking when your next payment's due, it's due on August 8th is what it shows me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how much of that money is, like, I understand, like, the search engine and all that. Like, if I was to do away with the Facebook ads altogether, like, what would that be on top of?
$100 goes towards the meta ads, so it would bring it to $199. And I'm gonna tell, like, cause I wanna see you be successful. I want you to be a long-term client. $100 for 12 calls, like, it's pretty good. You know what I'm saying? So I'd recommend keeping it, but to answer your question, and you'll see in your invoice, that's how it breaks down. $100 goes towards the meta ads each month, and that's sent directly to Meta for the Facebook retargeted ads. So if you took those ads off, it would knock $100 off, essentially.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, and you said it'll take, what, like 4 weeks or so from the day that do the application?
So for Google Guaranteed, what you have in writing is that we send you 4 to 8 weeks. In my experience, though, and I'm the main person that sets these accounts up here, when you get everything to us ASAP, okay, typically we have you approved in about 2 to 3 weeks. Now, let's say you're not ready to start, though, in 2 to 3 weeks, right? That's perfectly fine. You just tell us, hey, you know, call me in 2 weeks about lead activation or whatever you need, right? But the first step is getting that application process done. That way you're approved and you're ready to turn your leads on when you're ready, you know?
Okay, well, okay, the only other question I got, like, I know you said, like, the 870 or 869 or whatever is...
Yeah, 869.
It is for the 13 Google guarantees.
Yes.
And leads. And so what happens once that 13 is done? Like, do y'all automatically shut it down, or do y'all just keep charging every time somebody tries to...
No, it's shut down. So you can't take on more than you have in your lead budget. So if you have a 13 lead budget, right, for 869, after you hit those 13 leads, there's no more leads coming through and you won't get charged anymore. Okay. The following month, what will happen is you'll be charged the 869 to replenish your lead budget. That way you have 13 leads in the bank again.
Okay.
But it doesn't, like, audit, like, let's say, and your lead technician will set up, like, how many leads you want weekly, monthly, you could even do daily, right? But let's say you go through the 13 leads in, like, 2 weeks, we're not going to keep charging you for leads. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're capped at the lead budget that you set.
Okay, so
yeah,
I assume, like, whenever, say if I reach my cap, mm-hmm. Then, say 2 weeks in, do y'all just pull the Google lead thing down for my business until it's replenished? Like, how does that work?
No, great question. Okay, so your Google guaranteed profile, that stays active, right? So even after you're approved, like let's say you get approved, right? And we call you for lead budget activation and you're like, I'm not ready to turn the leads on yet. You'll still have a Google guaranteed profile, but you're not going to have your check mark on. And you need that check mark on. The reason why when your lead budget's active, meaning your leads are on for the hours that we set, right, where you can have leads coming through, when that check mark turns on, it rotates you towards the top, right? But when you have it off, like let's say it's 2 in the morning, you obviously don't want leads turned on at 2 in the morning, right? So at 2 in the morning, you're still going to have a profile, but that check mark won't be on, so really no leads are going to come through while it's off. Does that make sense?
So what if, like, if a customer, for whatever reason, let's say they work graveyard shift and at 2 o'clock in the morning, they type in, you know, like, hey, I want to look for some mold testing companies. Mm-hmm. So what happens if they click on the profile they call?
Yeah, because it'll be your phone number when your profile's turned off. Like when your leads are not active, it's your phone number on there.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, that's how they decipher it. So when the leads are turned on, then it's the Google rotating number that forwards to your phone, and it's going to come through on your end as LSA lead. So you'll know it's a Google guaranteed lead, right? And that's what's recorded by like an AI, Google Bots, right? For the qualified, unqualified portion. But when your leads are turned off, if somebody happened to click more businesses and go to your Google guaranteed profile and call you from there, you're not charged for that lead because your leads are turned off and it's your phone number on there.
Okay.
That's a great question.
Okay, I just want to make sure I understand it before I move forward.
But I'm going to tell you it's very rare. So here's the thing. For your leads, right, when you have the green check mark turned on, your leads rotate towards the top. If your leads are off, somebody would have to click on more businesses, and they would have to scroll in the profiles for the Google guaranteed, find you, and then call you. So it's going to be very rare that you get a call, you know, with your leads turned off, but it can happen. If it did, you're not charged for it, though, because it's reverting back to your phone number.
Okay, but it still will be above where it is now, like by the maps. It'll just be dropped down below. It'll just be dropped down below before anybody, like if other people in the same category has theirs active.
Correct. Exactly. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, if you want, we can go ahead and do the application. Just, you know, what do I need to send to you? And
I'm going to shoot it to you via email and via text message here shortly. What I need to do, too, is I'm going to assign a lead technician to your company, okay? And I'm going to schedule your onboarding appointment with your lead tech. This is where they're going to go through, like, how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. You could always start at that minimum budget, too, like I mentioned. But very, very important, they're going to be able to check your application and submit it, which I'm going to have sent to you via email and via text here. Okay. Now, before you still have my direct line and extension, right? That I sent you?
Yeah.
Okay. So even though I'm not your actual lead technician, Michael, I am super active in my Google guaranteed accounts. So if you ever have any questions, don't hesitate to call me. Okay.
All right.
Now, before I schedule the onboarding and the application will be automatically triggered to you via email and via text message here, for the one-time application fee, are we going to use the same card we have on file for you?
Hold on. Let me. Can you view the credit card now?
It doesn't show me the whole number for security purposes, so it's a Visa ending in 9264.
Okay, yeah, that will be the one you use.
All right, awesome. All right, so give me one quick second. Let me just attach Google Guarantee to your account. In one sec here, you're going to get an email that says your Google Guarantee campaign has begun. Just give me one moment to attach it all. You're gonna love
this,
brother.
I guess that technician that you're gonna assign to me is they would be the ones where I tell them, like, hey, I don't want all these services. I just want mold testing.
Correct. Correct. I'm going to heavily notate it, but what they're also going to do, right, is they send you personalization emails where you get to pick what you have turned on.
Okay. All
right. Yeah, one sec here. Alright. When we first started offering this, I used to have to message billing every time to like attach it. So I told my director, I was like, man, you gotta just give me access. Does it take forever? Like sometimes they're busy, you know? So but you're golden. I'm getting it attached right now. There we go. Alright, so the email coming through, it's gonna say your Google Guaranteed campaign has begun. Okay. The main thing is it's going to have a link to the application. All right. Give me one sec. Let me make sure the text goes through too. There we go. Okay. Now let me check the requirements again. I know I went over this with you. Okay. So licensing is not required for your category. But I know you said you have like a special license, right? That other companies don't have around you. Is that correct?
It's not a license. It's just an accredited certification.
Okay. Okay. What I'd recommend if you have it handy, just submit it on there. And what they can do is they'll still put it on your Google Guaranteed profile. Okay. Now, a couple tips on this application. It's a one-page application. For security purposes, right, when you start filling it out, let's say you start filling it out and you leave and you come back to it, it's going to erase all the information, okay? So you really want to do it like in one sitting, okay? Now, a couple tips too. I forget if you, do you have a crew or is it just you?
It's just me.
Okay, awesome. Okay, so all you do is put one owner, zero field workers on there then. Okay. And what's going to be really important too is it's going to ask the areas that you want to show up in. Okay. On the application. Now, couple other things you need to know. So there's two companies that do the background check for Google. Very trusted companies. One is Pinkerton. If Pinkerton is doing your background check, no other information other than what's on the application will be needed. Okay.
Okay.
Evident is the other company. And what I've seen, 9 times out of 10, it is Evident for whatever reason. If Evident is doing your background check, they're going to require you to scan the front and back of your driver's license. Okay. So just have that with you for the onboarding appointment. And if that's the case, they'll send you the text right there on the spot. Okay.
What if I just upload it with the rest of the files? That way,
no, because it has to be through Evidence Link because they're the ones doing the background check. That's a great question, though. So what happens is you hit the link, like I've seen it before, and it just pulls your camera up, and it has you scan the front, and then it'll check mark that it's good, and then you have to turn it around, and it has to scan the back, basically.
Okay,
it's super easy. Trust me.
So I got a question. Like, I got like 6 different certifications. If I was to upload like all my certifications, would they be able to put that on my Google profile so people could see those as well?
That is a really good question. So I have some clients that a license was not required, right? We submitted a license though because they have like some special certification. And Google put it on the Google Guaranteed profile, okay? So it's kind of hard to tell without knowing exactly what the certifications are or having your account created. What I'd recommend, you still have my email, right?
Yes.
Okay. What I do, because it only allows you to put in one license in the application, so go ahead and just email me, and I'll send you an email right now, like in the same thread that just says like send it here, right? send it to me and I'll attach it on your file and I'll reach out to the Google Guarantee team to try to have them all put on there. But I haven't seen any client put six different certifications. So really that's kind of like, I want to know if that's possible too.
Okay. I mean, cause like the residential and dorm environmentalist, like that's the main one I would want, you know, like even if I could only have one on there.
Right.
But I would just like something, you know, like I said, it's not technically a license. It's just a certification through an accredited institute, but I would like for like, if they click on, oh, wow, this guy's a residential indoor environmentalist. So, you know, like.
So put that in the application and then send me the other ones and I'll make sure I notate heavy to our Google Guarantee team. Hey, that's the one he wants on there. Can we get these others on there though too? You know what I'm saying? Like something like that. So I'm going to shoot you that email right now. I'm just going to put send it here. Okay. And that way I can attach those additional files for them. You know what I'm saying? But if you're okay with just the one, like the main one you want on there, then just shoot that over and they'll rock and roll with that. But I haven't seen any client put like more than one certification or license that wasn't required on there. So really we got to see basically, you know?
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. I just want something, you know, if that way if people are scrolling through, it's like, hey, well, apparently this guy has some sort of knowledge, you know, so.
No, and it sounds super cool, you know, so if I saw that and nobody else had it on there, I'm like, all right, I'm calling him. For sure. Like, man, this guy's like a scientist, you know. Okay, so for the onboarding, it's a quick call. We block off a 30-minute window, okay? They always want to give you at least a day to get your application in because that's super important. So what time, we're not here on the weekends, what time on Monday would work best for you?
I would say, noon my time.
Noon, let me just make sure they have it. They do. Awesome. All right, so you're going to get an email calendar invite right now. It's going to say local/LSA onboarding appointment, okay? Get used to that LSA term because that's how your leads will come through on your phone, okay?
Will it go through a different number than the Google Leads number that I have?
So, no, it's going to forward directly to your phone, right? And it's going to come through as LSA lead, so you'll know it's a Google Guaranteed lead coming through.
Oh, so I don't even have to save the number. It'll just automatically pop up that.
Exactly. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not like with our splash call number, right? You have like the app and you can text from it and all that, right? This is a Google rotating number, so it's just going to forward to your phone. So it'll come through like a normal phone call, but it'll say LSA lead.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So let me make sure I get that over. Okay. So I'm sending you over a email calendar invite right now. Okay. And then 1 hour before the appointment. Okay. On Monday, you're going to get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know it's coming. And the way this appointment will work. Okay. It's going to be Bonnie calling you from our 877 number. I'm going to call you first just to introduce you to Bonnie, okay? As long as I'm not on the phone. If I am on the phone, then she'll call on her own to make sure we don't miss that appointment, okay?
Okay.
So that's scheduled at 12 on Monday. All right, let me jump over here to... Okay, so I know when you upgrade with us, you get all these emails and texts and stuff. The main thing, I know nobody likes homework, but the main thing is you want to get that application through as soon as possible. That way we can submit it to Google and get the ball rolling on this. Okay? Remember, even after you're approved, if you're not ready to turn your leads on, that's perfectly fine. But you want to get this application process moving as fast as possible. That way if there are, like, it takes a little longer than expected, you're still golden. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm going to do that as soon as I get off the phone with you.
You're the man. Just have it done over the weekend, you know, and then Monday you'll have your onboarding, okay? It's going to ask you in there, too, your lead budget. Just put the minimum budget, $869, and you'll see what I'm talking about when you get to it, okay? Now, one other thing I do have to tell you, you should be fine in your area because there's only three companies with their leads on. So you will be fine in your area. But if it ever gets like super saturated where there's like 20 companies with their leads on, we do have something called like a max lead bid mode where you're able to bid more on your leads to get better results. Again, not needed now, right? But in the future, let's say like 2 years from now, everybody's getting the, like, they're like, man, this Google Guarantee thing is amazing, and there's like 20 different companies on it, then we may have to talk about max lead mode, okay, in the future. Does that make sense?
Okay. What all companies was it that have mold tests and leads on?
You got Defender, Water and Mold. The crack guys, I wouldn't call them, you know.
you ought to see their commercials. When they first, they've been around here for like maybe 5 years, and the owner, he used to be on the commercials, and he looked like a reformed crackhead.
Wow, like, man. Yeah. Just the name, like, if I'm looking at it and it's Indoor Environmental Solutions or the crack guys, I'm calling you, you know?
Like, yeah.
You know, I wonder how many calls they get from, like, junkies or whatever, you know?
like I said, their first commercial they had out when they first started up, they looked like, I mean, like, I don't know if it was intentional, like they were trying to do it with their name, but the owner, you could tell, like, real skinny, like, yeah, that dude was on some stuff maybe years ago.
Right. We all got past, man. You know, I'm not.
Defender, crack guys. What's the other one?
West Foundation Services.
Those are both. And they do testing?
Yeah, it's under mold testing. Yes, sir.
Yeah, those last two are foundation companies.
Yeah, so more than likely, you know, let me look in their thing real quick for West Foundation. They are under mold testing, though. But let me see if they... Yeah, mold inspection, mold removal. Yeah, super weird. So they might have set up their profile wrong, you know? Because there is a foundation pro vertical, like a category. So they really should have set it up under that, is what I'm assuming, you know?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, which is better for you, you know? Because that's not what they do.
Yeah, I mean, like around here, like I said, like we got, there's pest control people trying to, where they'll go in and they'll say, hey, we sprayed this special chemical and it's going to kill all the mold. And then they'll have another company come in like what I used to do. And it's like, you still got mold all in your crawl space. And they're like, but they said they sprayed it. Yeah, but they're supposed to remove it. Even if the mold is dead, it still produces toxins and allergens. I mean,
if mold, I got mold, like, I'm not calling a pest control guy. You know what I'm saying? I feel like that was the first issue.
Well, what it is I don't know if it's a certain home inspector that's around here, but like the last, I'd say three jobs that I went to inspect after somebody like moved to our area. Cause we got we got the Redstone Arsenal here. So I mean, we're pretty heavily with military and people moving here. And it's just like, they come here, they move here, they have a home inspector. Oh, we found mold. Then they're like, hey, well, I know somebody that can do it for you. And it's like, you also got like some bug stuff, so call him and he can do it. So I'm wondering if it's like a home inspector that's got like, you know, a relative or something. They're like fishing them leads, or maybe it's the same home inspector. He has a sister company. I don't know, but it seems weird because I've, over the last year or two, it was like three or four homes where they just bought them and they're like, home inspector did this. they recommended this person, and all three or four times was a pest control guy. And I'm like, do y'all not understand y'all paid a pest control guy to do a special job? Like,
yeah.
And it just blows my mind that people, like, they don't, it don't click in their head. Like he chose to kill bugs for a living.
Let me see real quick. So pest control in Huntsville. Let's see here. There's a bunch on pest control. There's like Pruitt, Alder, Wayne, Scout, Safe Spray. Yeah, there's a bunch, you know. So you're probably right. It's got to be like a home inspector, like referring to those guys or something, you know. Like, that's crazy, man. But, you know, business for you. So I think in your situation, because some of these guys are – I don't know who set up West Foundation Services for them, you know, but it sounds like they did it incorrectly. You know, they should be in the Foundation Pro vertical, not the water damage vertical. So, you know, it's better for you. It's going to work out.
Well, see, around here, like, we don't have a lot of regulations that some other states have. And so you got, like, plumbers who are getting into water damage, mold removal. You got pest control people. I mean, everybody's starting to see where all they can, like, oh, we can make money through the insurance by doing water damage. And the bad thing is, like, we had a Roto-Rooter. They started doing mitigation a few years ago, and they was botching every job they went on. Like, I'm surprised they're still in, or at least the Roto-Rooter here is still in business, because, I mean, like I said, they was leaving mold. They was going in, like, they even took a freaking flamethrower to the stud framing after they removed the drywall.
Bro,
they had scorch marks. Like, I walked in I just started the last company I worked at, and one of the project managers that was working on the job that took it over from Roto-Rooter after they got kicked off the job, is like, they're like, can you come out and look at this job? He's like, something just ain't right. Like, I walk in, I'm like, was this a house fire? I thought you said this was mold. He goes, no, it was. Roto-Rooter removed all the drywall and they torched all the wood. And I'm like, what? And he's like, yeah, they said that's how you kill mold. Bro, I got hit the floor.
You should have like a reality TV show. That'd be wild, man, to walk into. Like, they burn the wow, that's crazy. They obviously have no idea what they're doing, you know, I would have no clue how to get rid of mold, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why you guys are in business. Like, you gotta call the professional and stuff, you know, like, so they probably just YouTubed it and they're like, alright, let's burn it. Like, crazy, man.
Dude, I don't even think there's a YouTube video that's dumb enough to even put that out there.
Right.
I mean, literally, like, if you have mold growing, if it's like growing on wood, like a 2x4 or something like that, I mean, either one, you can like sand it down, wipe it down with like antimicrobial. But now, if you got like mold like on something porous, like drywall or carpet or curtains or something like that, then you actually have to remove it. Because even if you got it on drywall, you got to think mold, it grows like a plant. So that mold spores turn into a little sprout. So you got all kinds of roots in that drywall. But if you come and wipe that drywall down, say if you're somebody who's like really sick or you're really susceptible, then, you know, they come in, wipe it down, like, nope, you're good, man. Give us $1,000. We got rid of all the mold for you. Well, that person, if their compromised immune system or something like that is compromised, then they're still going to be sick, you know, so.
That's crazy.
But,
hey, what was that license called again? I'm putting it in the notes for Bonnie right now.
It's called Residential Indoor Environmentalist.
Residential Indoor Environmentalist. Cool, cool, cool. That's what I thought it was, but I just wanted to make sure I put the right one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like after, so like in February, I'm able to go take my final exam. I got to hold that one for 2 years. This February will be my second year. Then assuming if I pass the final exam, which is super freaking technical, But like if I pass it, they'll just drop the residential off and I'll be a indoor environmentalist.
Oh, okay, so, cool. Okay.
Like for right now, like they're like, hey, you're good enough to do, you know, certified with us to do like residence. But so like, say if I do like a commercial building, then I have to, resort back to my commercial mold inspector certification. I can't be like, hey, I'm a residential indoor environmentalist and I'm qualified to do this, because if I misrepresent that single, credential, which is more important than any other certification I got, then that just me misrepresenting what that, but that's why it has residential on
there. Yeah. Yeah.
But so, but thankfully I'm still a certified commercial mold inspector. So I always got that to fall back on, even when I do commercial properties.
Do you have to renew it every so often? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. So what you'll have to do, just so you know, when you attach that, like let's say Google puts it through or whatnot, when they're going to see when it's going to expire though. So every time you're about to renew it, just let us know. Send us the documentation, right? That way we can reapply it on there. Now, you don't have to re-go through an application. Like, to verify a registration or certification like that, like, it happens, like, right away. You know what I'm saying? Like, it takes, like, 24 to 48 hours. But just let us know every time you renew it so we could resubmit it, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, just a heads up on that, you know?
Well, that's no problem.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, but
so,
I got two certifications I got to renew every year, so.
Right.
So it's almost like my business license, you know, like once a year, I got to repay to have my business license.
Yeah, it might be better just to keep submitting the one then, but you shoot me all of them and I'll get like Google guarantee team's like take on it. But every client I've had, even the ones that it didn't require licensing, but they still submitted some in, they've always done like one on there, you know. So, but just shoot them. Definitely put the main one you want in the application and already notated it for Bonnie. And then when you shoot me the remainder ones, I'll send her a separate like message with them so she could check into it for sure, you know?
Okay. Well, sounds good. I appreciate you calling.
Yeah, absolutely, brother. It's great. Great minds think alike. You were about to call me anyway.
Yep.
So it's just my Friday finally slowed down a little and I saw your account and I'm like, you know what? Let me see if he has any questions.
Oh, well. Just FYI, I don't know if you know this, but if your car or vehicle ever goes airborne, don't try to hit the brake because it doesn't slow or stop the car.
Oh.
And I had that happen today.
Oh, did you really? Okay.
Yeah, I went airborne, like, so I left, like, the job I went to is, like, the next, I think it was, like, actually two counties over from me. And I had to drive like almost an hour and a half, you know, to get there. And then, I don't even know how they found me, but, went all the way out there. Well, when I did my GPS to come back to where I live, you know, it took me like through a bunch of back roads and I'm sitting there. So I saw like a train track coming and I could tell both ways, like there's no train coming. So I'm just sitting there going and it's like a little bump, like a speed bump. Well,
right.
I couldn't see the road past the railroad track. And instead of slowing down like I know I'm supposed to, as soon as I hit the railroad track, I just go launching in the air. My dumb ass is like breaking in the air. right before I hit the ground, I let off the brake so I don't start sliding.
Yeah,
that's
you might have tipped over, man. Yeah, if you hit the ground with the brakes, you know, that might have been crazy. Oh,
but,
man.
Yeah, I was not expecting it to go from a little hump to straight down a hill.
Right. Man, that's crazy. Okay. Yeah, I went to, because I coach high school football, too. We had a game last night, you know, and it was far, man. It was like an hour away. So I'm heading to it, right, and what do you call it? I looked down like at my little GPS thing, right? Bam, car dead stopped out of nowhere, you know? And luckily I swerved out of the way, but yeah, it sounds like stuff like that's happening all over, so I'm gonna be a little careful when I drive tonight.
I hear you.
But yeah, you're all set for now. It's just only homework over the weekend, right? The application. Once you submit it, what'll happen is Bonnie will create the profile and she'll be able to let you know on Monday, if it's Evident or Pinkerton doing the background. Usually it's Evident, so just have your driver's license with you. And I'll try to be available, too, to introduce you to her, okay?
Okay. Is it going to be like I know you said it's going to be like a
it's like a
calendar.
Call. Super fast.
Okay, so it's going to be a phone call, not like a Zoom
call. Oh, yeah, it's
call
a phone call. Yeah. It'll be at 12 o'clock, and it's going to come from our 877 number. I sent you a calendar invite, and you'll get an email and text reminder 1 hour before, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, sounds good, man.
All right, brother. All right. I'll talk to you Monday. You have a great weekend, okay? Congratulations.
All right, you as well.
You're gonna love this. You're welcome.
All right.